Please be seated.
我们今天要讲完第五章，就是希伯来书第五章的圣经。
We're going to finish the chapter today.
对不起，第六章的圣经。
Chapter six.
我们从第十一节开始来读。
From verse 11.
我们轮流来读。希伯来书六章十一节，我们愿你们个人都显出这样的殷勤，使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。第十二节，并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。当初上帝应许亚伯兰的时候，因为没有比自己更大可以自作启示的，就指着自己启示说，论父我必赐大福给你，论子孙我必叫你的子孙多起。这样亚伯拉罕既很久忍耐，就得了所应许的。十六节，人都是指比自己大的启示，并且以启示为是据了结各样的争论。照样神愿意为那承受应许的人格外显明他的旨意是不更改的，就启示为证。借这两件不更改的事，上帝绝不能说谎，好叫我们这逃亡避难所持定摆着我们前头指望的人可以大得勉励。我们有这指望如灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通入幔内。做先锋的耶稣既照着墨基洗德的等次成了永远的大祭司，就为我们进入幔内。我们再次低头祷告，求主赐福以下的时间，如同你已经赐福以上的时间一样，求主赐福今天的讲解，如同你已经赐福以往的讲解一样。听我们的祷告，感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督得胜的名求的。
阿门。
我们在上一次讲的最后的时候，就提到希伯来书六章所讲的，不是指真正得救的人。
Last time we spoke, we talked about the chapter in chapter six is not referring to those who are truly saved.
作者对听众说，你们不是那样的。
The author tells the reader that you are not such people.
你们是一个有指望、有忍耐、有好行为表现出来的人。
You are people who have hope, who has good action in your life.
所以第十一节说，我愿意你们个人都显出这样的殷勤。
Verse 11 says, we want each of you to show the same diligence.
使你们有满足的指望，一直到底。
To the very end, in order to make your hope sure. 那么
在福音听进我们耳朵的时候。
The gospel has reached us.
有许多人欢喜领受。
Many people will receive.
许多人沾了天恩。
And many people tasted the goodness.
受了圣灵的感动。
And received the moving.
看见福音的大能。
And see the power of the gospel.
听见真理的奥秘。
And hear of the mystery of the truth.
在这个属灵的团体中间过一切的生活。
And also live among the spiritual fellowship.
那么这是不是指所有的人在这种状况、这种环境中间都是自动得救的人呢？
Does this mean that all these people will automatically be saved?
不是的。
No.
所以你归正神学很清楚地把恩典分成两部分。
And so Reformed theology segregated grace into two portions.
Common grace and saving grace.
Common and saving grace.
普遍恩惠人人都可以享受到。
Common grace is enjoyed by all.
救赎的恩惠就是那些选民最后才拿到。
But saving grace is reserved for the elected.
救赎的恩典的信息是广泛的传开。
There are many messages about common grace.
所以这样就产生了这个叫做 general calling and special calling.
So there are two different kinds of calling, the general calling and special calling.
恩惠有分别之外。
Other than segregation in grace.
呼召也有分别。
Even calling is segregation.
神的呼召常常是许多人都听见，但是只有选民听进去。
The calling of God is heard by many, is listened to by many people, but only heard by the elected.
许多人都蒙召。
Many people have been called.
许多人都听见了。
Many people have heard it.
但是真正听进去产生效用的是那些选民。
But only the elected have truly understood and heard the message.
所以这样我们就看见了那些得到特别呼召的人，他们最后是坚持到底，做一个真正永远得救的人。
Here we see those who have received this special calling will persevere to the end and truly be saved.
那么那些只有在外面听过领受了呼召却没有真正蒙拣选的人，这些人最后就以其他的意图随流失去。
But the rest of the people who only listen to it externally and have not truly been elected by God will be perished. Jesus Christ was the very first one to clearly say this.
蒙召的人多,
he said, many people are called, but few will be elected. So there's two different areas.
一个是听见上帝的呼召,
the first one is to hear his calling, but not hearing into our hearts. And this calling will become a message among the many. The effective calling is also a special calling. And those who truly accept and have been called specially will be effective in the Lord. But those who receive messages in the common calling, this general calling will not have the effect that it needs in his life.
这样听见呼召的人多,
in this manner, many people will hear the calling, but few will be elected.
经历福音外在生活的环境的人多,
there will be many people who experience this fellowship in spirit, but very few people are actually called. So there's a thought from this. If I am called and elected, if I'm surely saved, and does that mean that I can live my life anywhere I choose? In this understanding in the Dorset,
the conference,
there is a conclusion from this
synod.
The theology of predestination is a dangerous one. It is not that this is wrong in itself, but there is a crisis if you do not understand this theology correctly. This is a very important doctrine, but at the same time, it can have danger. The greatest theory and doctrine is very difficult to understand. But if you just explain it in any way you want, it gives you great danger. This is a very big principle. Francis Bacon says,
small knowledge is great danger.
A small knowledge is great danger. Small knowledge is great danger.
大家说一二三，小知识是大危险。 我想每一个图书馆都应当把这一句话把它贴上去。
I think all libraries should have this as a slogan.
最糟糕的懂一点以为自己很厉害。
Yeah, many people will know a little bit of things and they think they're great.
乱发挥一场。
And they just go and expound on it.
害己害人。
And they are harm to themselves and others.
是保罗对提摩太说。
The apostle Paul says to Timothy,
谨慎自己的教训。
You must be careful what you teach. You must be cautious yourself and also cautious towards what you are teaching. If you are a cautious person, you can save yourself and others as well. The opposite of this is clear. You are not cautious yourself and you teach in any way you want, you will be of harm to yourself and other people. The message by the author of Hebrew cannot contradict other messages in the Bible.
It is 圣经所有的信息的总和,
because the summary of all the messages in the Bible is to show us the general principle of the will of God that men can understand. Who are the people who would be truly saved? They are the people who have been elected by God, whom Jesus Christ had died and bled for, and the Holy Spirit secured all the way to the end for the Lord.
Oh, 这样长的词句, 能够翻译得这么短, 真是天才。 感谢上帝。 我再讲一次哦, 父所拣选的,
there are people who God has elected,
赐给耶稣基督,
and have given to Jesus Christ,
有借着基督的死与复活去救赎其赦罪,
and through the death and resurrection of Jesus,
让圣灵感动他们去接受基督做救主, 又坚守到底的人, 是真正的救主。
Then the Holy Spirit moved them and secured them for the Lord all the way to the end.
happened.
If we think about predestination and election only,
就这样表示我们已经进到最保险的这一个范围里面,
it seems that we are in a most secure place.
那我们就进到危险里面。
In this case, we will be
punished.
Because the more some people understand predestination, the more irresponsible they
become.
Many people think they are elected, so they live their life in any way they want.
所以有的人就讽刺那些相信一定论的人一句话,
some people will insult those who believe in election.
They do not believe in backsliding.
他们不相信自己会堕落,
they only practice it.
他们只是自己本身已经堕落了,
they don't believe, but they practice.
他们不相信, 但是本身已经堕落了,
他们设行的, 他们根本不相信,
although they did not believe in it, but they did it.
如果你相信预定论,
if you believe in election,
你相信上帝的拣选,
you believe in the election of God,
你相信神会保守你到底,
you will believe that God will preserve you to the end.
永不灭亡,
you will never perish.
因为你领受了永远的生命,
because you will receive eternal life.
耶稣就应许,
and Jesus Christ promised that not one will fall away.
直到末日的时候,
until the end,
我也保守他们连一个也不剩,
I will preserve them and not lose even one.
他们永不失去,
they will never be lost.
预定论,
and here the Bible in its general principle tells us in election we will be preserved all the way to the end.
所以如果你对这种的保险已经很认真的有把握的话,
if you have hope in this security then,
你应当是过一个很喜乐的生活,
your life should be joyous.
但有一些人就因为不真正明白里面人的责任是什么,
but some people do not truly understand the responsibility of men.
所以他们就随便放纵他们的肉体的情欲, 随便犯罪, 过一个过度自由的生活,
and they live the life, the so-called freedom of decadence.
这样呢,就证明什么呢?
What does this prove?
证明他们没有真正明白什么叫做蒙拣选。
It simply proves that they have never understood what election means.
很可能他们本身就不是蒙拣选的。
And probably they are not elected.
所以这样我们看见有几种的基督徒,
here we see different type of Christians.
一种的真正蒙拣选,有真正明白他是蒙拣选。
The first type are truly elected and truly understand election.
然后活出真正蒙拣选的应当活出的生活的一种人,
and lead the life that the true elect should have.
Truly elected, truly understand, and truly work out the life of the elected people. 那这种人是最上等上的基督徒。
And this is the best Christian there is.
第二种的基督徒呢,
the second type of Christian,
就是他以为他是蒙拣选,
thinks that they are elected.
他认为他自己一定得救的,
he assumes that they are surely saved.
然后呢, 他就随便犯罪的,
and because of that is sin.
第三种人呢,
the third type of Christians,
就是以为自己不能得救,
are people who think they will never be saved.
可能是没有被拣选,
perhaps they have not been elected.
所以他要战战兢兢做好事, 盼望有一天会得救,
and every day they do good work to hope that they are elected.
这是第三种人,
this is the third type.
第四种人, 认为自己不可能被拣选,
the fourth type think they will never be elected.
所以犯罪就是正常, 就随便一句犯罪,
and so they will just sin.
那我不知道你是怎样看待你自己属灵的生活。
I'm not certain how you look into your own spiritual life.
如果一个人以为蒙了拣选,
if a person thinks that he has been elected,
就可以随便,
and so he can lead their life anyway,
跟一种人盼望蒙拣选,
and compared to those who want to be elected,
生活不随便,
and lead a careful life,
我认为第二种就比第一种更好,
I think the second type is better than the first.
虽然从教义上他的认识是错误的,
although doctrinally speaking he is wrong,
但是从敬畏神的角度来看, 他至少是要过一个好好做人的生活的这种灵性的,
but in the angle of the fear towards the Lord, the person is leading a godly life.
所以神有时许可一些人在没有办法明白预定论的时候, 让他战兢地过做一个敬畏神谨慎的生活。
Sometimes God allows a person who do not understand election to lead a godly life.
但我们需要在真理的基础上继续长进,
but we need to grow upon the foundation of the truth of God.
知道我们的圣徒地位应当有的悟性,
until we are saints who with proper understanding,
被神的旨意清楚地明白,
and clearly understand the will of God.
然后我们就可以呢, 或做一个 天上的喜乐在地上彰显出来的见证的成果,
and we can manifest the joy of heaven on earth.
感谢上,
thanks be to him.
求主赐福给我们,
may the Lord bless us,
给我们做一个明白上帝的旨意, 也明白自己的永恒旨意中间神给我们的地位, 以致在今生应当怎样见证神的旨意的生活, 有能力的一个基督徒。
There will be Christians that understand the will of God and understand His purpose in our life that we may bear witness to Him on earth.
那么对这个道理的一个很大的危险在哪里
？What is the crisis in this doctrine？
就是完全没有看到神叫人遵行的责任的问题。
The crisis is ignoring the responsibility that God has for men.
那么既然是神的拣选，我还有责任吗
？Since God has elected me, surely I'm not responsible.
请你注意，恩典是以责任并行的。
Grace is actually moving parallel with
responsibility.
When God gave us His grace, He wants us to fulfill important responsibilities. Commandments come with promises. When God gave us a commandment, He always gives us a promise.
So, 上帝的恩典是要我们有责任感的恩典。
The grace of God is one which carries responsibility.
上帝的命令是带着应许的命令。
And the commandment of God carries with it promises.
所以当神应许一个人的时候
，When God gave a person a promise,
他就把这个应许的命令连在一起。
He will give us the commandment as well.
他对我们有所吩咐，要我们去行的时候
，When God wants us to do something for Him,
他不可能不把能力同在等等的应许加在其中赐给我们。
It is impossible for God not to give us the promises of His presence and power.
照样的
In the same manner.
当上帝把恩典赐下来的时候
When God gives us His grace,
他不可能对我们没有责任的追讨的
He will not just leave us alone without asking for our responsibility.
因为我们的神是公义的神
Because God is a righteous God.
我们的神也是慈爱的神
Our God is a God of love.
是因为他的慈爱是恩典自由地临到我们身上
Because of His love and mercy, grace come upon us.
是因为他的公义我们对恩典应当向他负责任
Because of His righteousness, we need to be responsible towards the grace.
这是全本圣经的公义的总原则
This is the general principle of righteousness in the Bible.
多给谁就向谁多要
To those who have given many, more will be asked for.
少给谁就向谁少取
And those who have given few, little will be asked from.
再公义不过的事情
This is the most righteous thing to do.
我们不能从分量来看神为什么给他的恩典比我更多就妒忌就埋怨就开始自卑 不应该如此
Quantitatively we should not look at a person and say why did God give this person more and then feel inferior
但我们应当清楚知道如果一个人领受更多恩典他以后被神追讨责任的时候是比我们应当付更大的这个代价
But we ought to be clear that when a person is specially gifted by God God will want great responsibilities from him
所以领受多恩典的人除了感恩之外你应当更多战战兢兢负你当负的责任
Those of us who have received great blessings from God not only should we be thankful we ought to lead a life of fear of responsibility
你领受比较少的不必妒忌不必自卑你也应当知道神对你的追讨不会比别人更大
If you receive lesser from God you ought not to feel inferior but at the same time you must remember that God will not ask more from you
那么神在创世以前永恒中间预定拣选的人神对他们有什么责任的追讨呢
What kind of responsibility does God want from the beginning of time towards the people that he has elected
这是隐藏的今天要讲的这一段的圣经
It is hidden in the passage we want to see today
所以就是关于先人跟关于殷勤关于持守到底关于指望的问题了
It's a question of diligence of perseverance to the very end and a question of hope
什么意思呢
What does this mean
你领受了恩典之后呢
After we receive His grace
你不是停在那里
We do not just stop there
你也不是马上被接回天家
Or immediately we get go back to heaven
你还在地上
We are still here
当我刚刚得救的时候
When I was saved,
我很盼望那一天我就死了。
I was hopeful that I would die immediately.
那天我就上天堂了。
And I would be in heaven.
那么就没有一长尾巴那么长几十年还要怎么样在地上呢
？I would not have to live several decades on life.
一得救马上上天堂，就是新鲜的保障。
This is a very fresh thing to do immediately.
最新鲜的包装马上存到永永远远的。
And immediately fresh all the way to eternity.
但是神不是如此。
But God is not like that.
拯救你以后呢
？After He saved us,
把你放在地上
，He leave us, left us here.
让你做见证
，that we may be witness to Him.
让你做代表
，to represent Him.
你还有很长的时间。
With a long life ahead of us.
那将我们从历史的救恩里面领受了神的应许。
In history, we receive His promise.
但是我们还有一段很长的道路要向上帝负责任。
But we will still be responsible for the pathway ahead of us.
那么我们应当怎么样呢
？What should we do then?
所以前面的路程你需要一个指望。
We need a hope for the journey ahead.
这个指望成为你整个步骤、整个程序坚持不断的一个力量。
And the hope will become the strength for us to persevere to the end.
那么这样你向前看的时候
，When you look forward，
你就从向后看得出的能力来维持你向前看需要的力量。
You get the power from looking behind to maintain this strength to move forward.
所以，如果一个人懂预定论，只懂过去，不知道将来的话
，If a person understands the doctrine of election by understanding the past and not the future，
他是很危险的。
It's a dangerous thing.
其实，如果你注意看圣经里保罗谈到预定论的时候
，When you look at Apostle Paul talking about the doctrine of election，
常常的有一些时候就跟患难连在一起。
Many times he link it with suffering.
我而且跟我们受预定以后是为了效法他儿子的榜样也连在一起。
And join it together with our following the example of his son.
那这样的意思呢，表示有更深奥的一层的意义，是圣灵让我们明白。
This means that the Holy Spirit wants us to understand this in depth.
基督徒，你知道你是蒙拣选的。
Christians, do you know that you have been elected?
当你知道你是蒙拣选，你里面心灵的量就刚强起来了。
When you understand this, your heart will be strengthened.
但是你蒙拣选做什么呢
？But what are you elected for?
你蒙拣选在这个世界上是可以站立得住，可以胜过各样的患难逼迫。
You are elected to be victorious across over all trials and temptations.
不但如此
，Not only that.
你蒙拣选以后
，You have been elected.
你要坚持证明你是选民，直到耶稣再来。
To persevere to show that you are the elected until Jesus come again.
耶稣基督说：“忍耐到底就必得救。”
And Jesus Christ said, "If we persevere to the end, we will be saved."
不是说呢，得救是用忍耐做条件换来，不是这个意思。
It doesn't mean that we get salvation from perseverance.
但是真正得救的人是用忍耐到底。证明自己是这种身份的。
But a person who is truly saved will use perseverance to prove his salvation.
坚韧的问题就变成圣徒在地上生活一个很重要的问题。
Perseverance therefore become a very important point for Christians.
什么意思？坚韧呢
？What does perseverance mean?
就是你能够坚持忍耐，直到最后的一刻。
You can have patience and withstand all the way to the end.
这个力量哪里来的？
Where does the strength come from?
你说我要靠自己去坚持。
You say I try it myself.
那如果这样呢？你得救的时候是靠主，得救以后是靠己，那并 不是变成两分化了吗？
Doesn't mean that you're saved through the Lord, but you persevere by your own strength.
我们既然靠圣灵得生，
since we are born again by the Holy Spirit,
我们要靠圣灵行事。
We ought to live by the Holy Spirit.
我们既然靠恩得救
，and since we are saved through grace，
我们既然是靠恩站立得住
，we ought to stand by grace。
我们因为神的恩典成为神的儿女
，because of His grace we become His children。
我们照样照着神的恩典，我们过合神心意的生活。
In the same manner, by His grace we lead a life that's pleasing to Him。
我们因为神的恩典得了新的地位
，because of His grace we have a new status。
我们只能靠着神的恩典才能过新的生活。
And by His grace we lead a new life。
所以这是一致性的。
This is consistent。
我们得救是出于神。
We are saved through His grace。
神拯救的计划。
It is the plan of salvation by God。
我们得胜还是出于神。
But our victory comes from God。
与神保守的能力。
It comes from His power of perseverance。
深知我所信的是谁。
I truly know whom I believe。
又深知他能保守我所交付他的，直到那日。
And I'm convinced that He is able to save me until that day。
那么这段圣经希腊文可以两种翻译。
In the Greek language, there's two translations。
他能保守我所交给他的，到那天。
He can preserve what He has given to me until that day。
另外一个翻译是什么呢
？Another translation。
他那个保守他所交给我的，直到那日。
He can preserve that which He has given to me in the first place until that day.
我把我的重担交给主。
I give Him my burden.
他会保守我。
And He will preserve me.
他把他责任交给我。
But when He gives me His responsibilities,
他也会保守我知道哪里。
In the same manner, He will preserve me.
所以讲基督徒不是单单向后看，也要向前看。
So the Christian does not only look behind and also look forward.
这样我们对历史有见证。
We have witnesses in the history.
我们对当代有见证。
We are witnesses to our generation.
我们对人类的未来也有见证。
In the same manner, we bear witness to the future of mankind.
我们对历史的见证是什么呢
？What is the witness we have in history?
我们任性所成就的福音的大功是真理，是可信的，是十分可佩服。
We proclaim that the gospel that has been preach is the truth and is reliable.
我们对当代的见证是什么呢
？What about witness to this generation?
是福音对我的改变，也叫使我可以用这个能力去改变我的世界。
The witness is that the gospel has changed me, and I can use the power to change the world.
I'm the one to transform the world.
我是改变世界的人。
I'm the one to influence all aspects of culture.
我是影响整个文化的人。
这个是 culture mandate.
这是文化的使命。
我们基督有文化的使命。
We have the cultural mandate.
我们既然得救了
，Since we have been saved，
我们有顺天的真理。
We have the truth from heaven.
顺天的智慧。
We have wisdom from heaven.
顺天的能力。
We have power from heaven.
就有天上来的责任，在当代发挥作用，影响世界。改变这个社会。
So we have the heavenly responsibility to influence this generation and change the world.
除了历史的见证，当代的见证，我们对未来的见证是什么呢？
We also have a witness towards the future.
只有基督徒真正知道世界要到哪里去。
Only the Christian knows for sure where the world is leading to.
因为天下只有一本书，把世界的开始、世界的末日，整个一贯这个贯彻始终的把它讲出来。
Because there's only one book in the world that tells us from the beginning to the end of the world.
所以我们不但自己坚守到底。
Not only do we persevere to the end.
我们为人类指向。
We point the direction to all mankind.
为整个文化和整个世界的命运来定位。
We give the direction to the entire world and its culture.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为基督徒是唯一明白神心意的。
Because the Christian is the only person who understands the will of God. How is this possible?
神就从起初的幕后要成就的事情。启示给他的儿女。
Because God revealed His will from the beginning to the end to His children.
这是神之所以为神一个很重要的本质的差异。
This is the qualitative difference between God and man.
所以神与其他的假神不同地方就在这里。
The difference between God and all false gods.
所有重要的历史观都是团团转的。
All the historical concepts of the faith goes round and round in circles.
Of the other religions.
Of other religions.
只有基督教神学正统的历史观是直线进行。
Only the orthodox theology of Christianity is a straight line.
所有的宗教里面谈到的轮回，谈到的周而复始，谈到的团团转的道理是没有出路的。
All religions just go around in circles without an exit point.
基督教信仰的历史观是有终极点，那终极点就是神旨意最后的成全，就是世界最后最后的审判。
And all Christians have an understanding of the end point, and the end point is the judgment of God.
所以我们的信仰会很自然地带来我们很严肃的责任感。
And so because of that, our faith gives us a very solemn sense of responsibility.
人类的每一步都是面向最后的终极点走过去。
Because every step a human being takes is leading towards the end.
所有活在世界上的人，但他们根本模糊不清，也看不见有一个方向和一个终极点。
But the rest of the people on the earth are confused and they cannot see the end.
但是基督徒眼睛被神的灵打开来了。
But the Christian's eyes have been opened by the Spirit of God.
从神的话得到了光照。
And we've been enlightened by His word.
我们回头看，看到了 Alpha， 我们向前看，看到 Omega。
When we look behind us, we see Alpha. When we look ahead of us, we see the Omega.
Alpha 就是 creation point.
The Alpha is the creation point.
Omega 就是 consummation point.
And Omega is the consummation point.
历史由神的恩典产生的一个开端，历史也要在神的审判的时候得到一个结束。
Because of the grace of God, there's a beginning to history, and because of the righteousness of God, there's an end to history.
这样我们不但顶天立地。
So because of that, we can face heaven and earth.
我们承先启后。
We also inherit the past and look forward to the future.
我们在空间里面有定位。
We have a place in time space.
我们在历史时间的过程中更有清楚的定位和定向。
In the clear process of time, we have a clear direction.
那我们凭着什么力量向前走？
What kind of power do we have to move forward?
这里就提到神的应许。
And here it talks about the promise of God.
应许一定是未来性。
The promise must be futuristic in nature.
应许不可能是过去性。
It cannot be of the past.
应许不是现在性。
A promise is not for the present.
应许是未来性。
It's for the future.
所以上帝是立约的神。
God is a God of covenant.
上帝是应许人的上帝。
A God that gives us promises.
立约的上帝叫做耶和华。
The God of covenant is Jehovah God.
立的约是旧约同新约。
He gave us the old and the new covenant.
基督教是约的宗教。
Christianity is a religion of covenant.
基督教的正统神学是约的神学。
The Orthodox theology is one of covenant.
基督教的真正信仰的根基是因为神所立的约。
The true foundation of Christianity is the promises and covenant of God.
神用牛羊的血与以色列人立的旧约。
The Lord used the blood of the cattle and lamb to have a covenant with the Israelites.
神用他自己独生子道成肉身，耶稣的血与教会立的新约。
And God gave us a new covenant with the church because of the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son.
这个立约的神是向人应许的神。
This God of covenant gave us promises.
约是应许的记号。
Covenant is a mark of promise.
应许永远是未来神。
and promises is always futuristic in nature.
应许是向历史还没有发生的前线讲出了一定要成就的这句话语。
It tells us what will happen in the line of history.
所以神的选民是可以享受历史方向。
The people of God and His servants are people who can enjoy the witness of the history. Thanks be to God. The father of faith believed in the promise of God and established his faith. He believed in God and the word spoken by God. We believe in God's existence and His authority and His promises. When God speaks to us, we respond. The response towards the word of God is called faith. Abraham is the father of faith. Because he was the first person who responded correctly to the word of God. How much words did God speak to Abraham? Everyone became the content of his faith. God said the sentence, he believed in that sentence. And God gave a passage, he believed in the passage. Because all that God has spoken is the content of his faith. He has no other content. There's only a foundation. And this is a foundation of common revelation. That the true God exists. That He is one. He is greater than all gods. This foundation has been placed within Him. But it's not enough to have common revelation. When God gives him specific revelation, the content is built upon the foundation. What did God say to him? Whatever God spoke to him became the content of his faith. What kind of promises did God give Abraham? God said, I want you to be a person who move forward. So a true Christian has this understanding of the future.
We have the eschatological, futuristic understanding.
This is an eschatological understanding of the future. We are not pessimistic. We are optimistic. Why? God our promises must fulfill His promises. His words talk about His elected people and the rest of the world. It is affirmative when they talk about His people. But not affirmative towards the world. God is going to save those that He has elected in this perishable world. Our worldview is built upon this foundation. How does this work? We know that the world is decadent. All the accomplishment of the world does not represent the decadence within it. Within this world, we see a tragic end.
但是,
However, but we have a contribution that's optimistic and positive. On the one hand, we see that the world is in darkness. On the other hand, we see ourselves as light of the world. At the same time, we see the world decaying, but at the same time, we know we are the salt of the world. We clearly see the passive side of the world. But we hold on to the active responsibilities that we have. The people of God is on earth. And we are the person like that. From Abraham. When God called him forward, God gave him his promises that he may see the future. Completely different from his presence. When was Abraham called? He was 75. When did he have his son?
He was promised to have son. How old was he?
He was 99. When, how old was he when he had Isaac?
100
He was 100.
我一世纪才有一次做爸爸的经验。
He was a father after a century.
啊，对他呢，笑到一嘴都合不来了。
And so he was very happy.
很快乐。
He was great joy.
就给他的孩子名叫以撒，意思就是笑，不是以撒笑，是他笑。
It means Isaac means laughter.
没有人的孩子生出来笑，嘿嘿嘿，我生下来没有这个事。 孩子生出来都是哭，是父母亲的笑话。
It is the parents that laugh and not the child.
但为什么他笑呢？
Why was he laughing?
因为他亲自证明神的应许不落空。Because
he has the proof that the promise of God has never fallen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
上帝的应许从来不落空。
The promises of God will always be fulfilled.
上帝的应许是不是现有的礼物呢？
Is it the gift that we have now?
不是。
No.
上帝的应许总是一个未知数的未来。
The promises of God is the future, something which we do not
unknown
know.
Unknown future.
It's an unknown
but
one.
But I promise to you.
That's what 应许你,
unknown struggle.
是未知的一个征战,
I will be with you.
但是我会与你同在,
我与你征战, 但是呢, 未来的那个未知数呢, 你要天天用信心来依靠上帝。
I will be with you and fight with you, but you must rely on me.
这样的人生是很富于挑战的，对不对？
This is a challenging life indeed.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
你像小孩子爬楼梯一样的。
Like a child climbing the stairs.
最高一层的东西是什么？
What is on the highest part?
你听了但是看不见。
You have heard it, but you have not seen it.
那么每一个阶层的东西，你都不能马上看见。
And you cannot see the next step.
你爬一阶看一阶。
You can only see first step.
再爬一阶再看一阶。
The higher you go, you see more.
你不爬，一样都看不见。
If you do not climb, you will never see anything.
只有风闻有他,
you may have heard of it.
你的应许是讲下来的,
because the promise has been given.
你一定要自己去经历,
but you must experience it yourself.
一步一步地看见神的引导,
step by step, the guidance of God.
基督徒是向未来进军, 对未知数的未来有了上帝应许的把握, 而借着征战奋斗坚忍到底, 有指望地去得着这些应许。
The Christian moved forward in the future because of the hope of God and the strength that God has given to him step by step. Is this what the Bible says earlier?
当然从里面发挥出来的,
of course, it's expanded from there.
但是讲话很不一样的,
but it sounds different.
所以你听了这一段,
after listening to this and looking at the word, you will try to understand it. Let us read it again.
我们第四节, 使你们有满足的指望，以直到底。第十二节，并且不懈怠，总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。第十二、第三节，当初上帝应许亚伯兰的时候，因为没有比自己更大可以赐做启示的，就赐做自己启示说：论父，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来。 这样亚伯兰既恒久忍耐，就得了所应许。那我现在再回头问你，刚才讲的跟这个有没有关系啊？
Is there a relationship?
有没有关系啊？
We thought you said earlier.
因为不是谈到一定的问题。
It's not a question of election.
不是谈到真基督徒永远不会灭亡的问题。
Or the question of whether a true Christian will perish.
现在谈到向前走的应许，忍耐到底，坚守指望的问题了。
Now we talk about hope, moving forward, and perseverance.
所以这是基督徒未来观的问题。
This is about Christians' futuristic view.
基督徒向前看的问题。
A Christian looking forward.
有一些教会只懂向后看，除了坚守历史上纯正信仰以外，在现实内没有功效。
Many churches are always looking behind and hang on to what they have in the past, but have no contribution to the present.
还有一些教会只忙于服务现在的世界，讨好时代人的喜欢，用市场经济的原则出卖真理，看不见神在过去历史中间给我们的坚定的那个信仰的传统是什么。